Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy that you are here. Happy Monday. It is a new beginning of a new week. And I'm going to pose the question to you that I posed to you last week, that I'm going to be posing to you every Monday. And that is, how do you want to show up this week? How do you want to show up at work? How do you want to show up in your relationships? How do you want to show up at the gas station, at the bank, at the supermarket, at the doctor's office, at the wherever you're going? It doesn't even matter. How do you want to show up? Because when you intend to show up with power, with love, and with compassion, you're already priming yourself for success. I had a mind-blowing experience that I'm not going to go into today. This will be for a future episode. I will share this story. Last week, I had this mind-blowing experience last week, right when I started to ask myself this question, how do I want to show up? I had a challenge, which every challenge is an opportunity. So I had this challenge, which was a grand opportunity for me to really dive in to this question, how do I want to show up? And the outcome was pretty life-changing. So look forward to hearing more about that in a future episode. But you know what? Speaking of life-changing and speaking of success, priming yourself for success, this aligns perfectly with this week's inspiration, which was inspired by my interview with Stuart Wade, which I posted a few days ago. So if you haven't checked out at that episode, I encourage you to check it out. Stuart Wade is a athletic mind coach and a hypnotherapist. So he helps high performing athletes to overcome their hiccups and their challenges, whatever they're experiencing in their performance. He helps them to overcome that by getting to their thoughts. Through hypnotherapy, he rewires the brain so that now they can perform much better. They can perform at the level that they want to perform at. And it starts with the thoughts. This is what is so powerful to me. And I feel like I could talk about this like all day, but really, if you just think about it, think, right? Like, we can't get away from thoughts. It's all about thinking, but we overlook and underestimate the power of the thoughts. But if you're sitting in a car right now, or if you're sitting in a room or wherever you are, if you just look around you, think of, like, notice just how much stuff, including the actual room you're sitting in and the car that you're sitting in, started as a thought. Think how you started as a thought. Okay? So thoughts are pretty powerful. Visualization is powerful because it harnesses the power of the thoughts. And Stuart Wade, he mentioned that he uses visualization in his hypnotherapy. Because what visualization does is, when you sit and you intentionally visualize or imagine how you want to achieve a goal, or how you want your day to unfold, or if you're planning to meet up with friends, how you want that experience to unfold. And in visualizing that, you begin to feel, that's the key, you begin to feel the feelings that you would as if you were experiencing that. So you begin to feel the happiness, you begin to feel the hope, you begin to feel the joy, the gratefulness, and those feelings mean that you are now full of those happy chemicals, the dopamine and the serotonin. So now you're vibrating at a higher energetic space. You can always gauge your energetic level by your emotions. So if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling lonely, you're on the lower end of the energetic scale. But if you're feeling hopeful, you're feeling grateful, you're feeling joyous, you're on the higher end of the energetic scale. So you always want to be trying to move up the scale, because that's where that magic happens, on the higher end. Because when you're at the higher vibration, now you are wanting and will naturally expand on the hope that you feel. You will expand the happiness and the joy that you feel. You will expand the gratefulness that you feel. And when you expand that, you notice, you reach for opportunities that have always surrounded you. You take full advantage of them, and those opportunities propel you to your goal. And that all starts with the thought. I've had a few conversations with people, with she calls herself a joyologist, Erin Mack, who helps people find their joy, uses visualization with her clients. Terry Sadu, a meditation teacher, uses visualization in his meditation. Now, Stuart Wade, performance or athletic mind coach and hypnotherapist, uses visualization in his hypnotherapy. It's a powerful tool. And I encourage you, if you haven't tried it, to at least try it. I don't even think I actually mentioned what today's weekly inspiration is, but this week's inspiration says, visualize your success, then take action. Visualize your success, then take action. So if you take that, let's just say 5 minutes, let's just start with 5 minutes. 5 minutes to sit and you visualize how you want to achieve your goal, right? Don't just stop at the visualization. What will happen is that if you did reach that, you felt the feelings, now you're feeling a lot better after the visualization, you will just naturally begin to look for opportunities to take action. But don't forget the take action part, right? Visualize your success, then take. If you combine those two things, if you combine the visualization with the taking action, are you ready for the changes that will take place in your life? Be prepared for the amazing changes that will take place in your life. Listen, I don't even need, just look at your life. Look at your life right now. Your life is the sum of your thoughts and the actions that you've been taking. That's all it is. And so if you don't like a certain aspect of your life, you want to change something, what do you first have to do? You have to first make that decision. You got to first think it. Then you have to think of what it is that you want. But here's the thing, you got to take action. A lot of people get stuck on the take action, because sometimes the taking action is scary. But you know what? A lot of times we're not intentionally visualizing. I saw another quote. By the way, this quote, visualize your success, then take action. The author's anonymous. I found it online. But when I found this, I said, this is perfect because it aligns perfectly with my conversation with Stuart. But there was another quote I saw that said something like, a visualization is daydreaming with intention. So a lot of times what we do is we just casually daydream and never take action. But with visualization, it's daydreaming with intention, and then you take action. It's a lot more intentional. That's all it is. So let's shift our daydreaming to visualization or imagery. I was reading a New York Times article about Olympians and how a lot of Olympians they don't call it visualization. They call it imagery, where they work with psychologists who actually sit down and help them to visualize, like go through the motions of their whatever they're competing in. So if we take our daydreams, shift them over, make them intentional so that we are now visualizing or imagining. And then we start to, because it puts us in a new energetic space, we're now taking action. Woo! Are you prepared for what will take place? Because I'm telling you, it will be life-changing. So that's my challenge to you this week, is find 5 minutes to sit down somewhere and just try it. Give it a try, because it's a powerful tool. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's weekly inspiration episode. And if you enjoy these weekly inspiration episodes, then I encourage you to join Motivation to Write Plus when that launches in February, because this is extra, it is exclusive content that you are previewing, and it will be only for Motivation to Write Plus members. That will be beginning next month, and I'm so excited, because you will get this episode weekly, the weekly inspiration, and then you will get an episode that features a writing exercise to help propel you to that new energetic space and achieve your goals. So check out my website, zazo.com, because I would love your input. I have two questions that I would love for you to answer to help me put the finishing touches on this program. You could also sign up for my newsletter, and you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood, and then Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And one more thing, I have new January free wallpaper up for you to download for your desktop or your phone. That is also on zazo.com on the home page. It's also under freebies. You know what? At the end of the morning announcements at work, our principal always says, today is a good day to have a great day. And that's how I feel. I feel today is a good day to have a great day. So go visualize your success and take action. Till next time. Bye-bye.